Yeah, in slum national, underground, thunderbounds when I stomp the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback orangutan. You can't stop a train. Who wants some? Don't come unprepared. I'll be there, but when I leave there, better be a household name. Brother man telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sitting in a drop top soaking wet. In a silk suit, trying not to sweat. Hit somersaults without the net. But this will be the year that we won't forget. 1999.
Coming back. This is Mark Steiner, our damn history, May 27th. And we came back, coming back with Bombs Over Baghdad by Outkast. Andre 3000 from Outkast was born on this day in 1975. So we begin our Dan history that way today. It's May 27th. A number of things happened. It's interesting enough that this day on May the 27th is Children's Day in Nigeria. Let's hope that they can celebrate that day by freeing those 300 young girls. This is a day in 1703 that St. Petersburg was founded in Russia. This is the great Yuri Tamakhanov, who was our conductor here at the Baltimore Symphony for a long time. Hails from that city. It's a storied city. This is the day in 1863 that the Louisiana Colored Volunteers attacked and overcame the Confederate breastworks at Port Hudson, the first major battle fought by African-American troops in the Civil War on this day in 1863. On this day in 1933, we'll play it a little bit later maybe, is the theme song, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? Walt Disney's Three Little Pigs came out today in 1933. When that first came out, the original wolf was dressed up like a religious Jew. It was an anti-Semitic thing against Jews. They had to change it with the protests that came up because of how they first featured the wolf. On this day in 1937, the Golden Gate Bridge opened in California, and when they rebuilt the rest of the bridge now, most of the steel came from China, not the United States. Times do change. This day in 1942, Dory Miller, who was a mess attendant in the Battle of Pearl Harbor, an African-American in the Navy at that point. If you're African-American in the Navy, you could not be in a combat position. You could only be in the mess hall. He won a Bronze Cross for taking over guns and shooting down enemy planes, and was awarded the second highest medal in the Navy, the Navy Cross. On this day in 1958, Ernest Green graduated from Little Rock Central High with 600 white classmates. And on this day in 1999, Slobodan Milosevic was in The Hague facing war crime at the tribunal for crimes against humanity and genocide for the horrors of what happened in Kosovo. That is this day in history. There are a couple of interesting births that we'll tell you about. The woman who started the environmental revolution in this country, Rachel Carson, the great writer, was born on this day in 1907. And there are many other people who were born on this day, but we'll let you go to steinershow.org and check them out there, the rest of our day in history, so we can begin our conversation with Lieutenant Governor of the State of Maryland, Anthony Brown, who is seeking to become the next governor of the State of Maryland. Stay with us. We'll be right back.